This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. I feel it coming, babe. It's a new week. That's what I feel coming. That's from the weekend. You know, we're a few days away from the weekend. There's a song from the weekend. I have caution fatigue, and that's what's bringing you the 8 o'clock celebrity trash.
You like
that's
that term?
It's our new buzzwords, buzz phrase, I guess. Caution fatigue. I actually wrote it down. I'm like, I love it. Caution fatigue. Everybody has it. You even get it. You know when you get it the most? Like, most of the time you go out, you're like, I'm going to go to the store. I got my gloves. I got my mask. I'm ready to go. I got a face shield, you know, whatever you got. The fatigue comes in not so much when you're just out at the store. It's when it's like it's why Professor Killjoy doesn't want us to do anything for 4th of July, because you get tired. Like, you're hanging out with people that you know, in our expanding bubbles or whatever we call those things. You hang out with them long enough, especially if you start having drinks or if you're eating and everyone's got their mask. It just it becomes fatiguing to put the mask in, and then finally you just go F it. So maybe it's best to avoid those situations. Caution fatigue.
Well, that is one of the problems with the bars. I mean, I think it's unrealistic for people to go drink and stay. I mean, that's the problem. I take it back. That's one of the reasons why we like to drink, is that it allows you to loosen the hell up for a minute in your life. And so there it is. You know, you walk around all rigid all day, and then you go have a drink, and you're like, ow, finally.
The hell with all the quarantining I've been doing. The hell with the precautions that I've been taking.
But that's how people bang people they wouldn't normally bang. That's how people get DUIs. It's the you loosen all of your restrictions in your own head go away right as soon as you have some drinks. So
alcohol, the gateway drug.
Right.
The gateway to every bad decision you've ever made.
Even if you're vigilant when you're drinking and you're trying to be safe, you have to pull that mask down to take a sip of your drink.
Yep.
It's very easy to forget to put that mask back up over your nose, you know?
Yep. And then you got people who are like, hey, nice to see you. And they've been drinking and they come in for a hug and you're all like, do I punch you or do I just allow this hug to happen? Or
just embrace
look,
it.
It's,
lick their face.
Punch you.
Just embrace it. It's amazing.
Hey, Bryn, let me ask you a question real quick before we get to celebrity trash.
Yep.
408 just wrote, Lamborghini is not sold with the manual transmission. Most supercars are automatic only or electronic paddle shift.
Yeah.
Modern automatic transmissions are better and faster than manual shifting. Is that true?
I don't know if it's true. I don't like his it's paddle shifting. So it's like, it's a whole thing. The neutral buttons on the dashboard. And
so, but it doesn't have a clutch? It's just the...
It does have a clutch, and you have to replace that clutch every once in a while. It's like $6,000 or $7,000 for the clutch.
Dang.
But it's a...
So even though it's paddle shifting, so you don't have a stick shift is what you're saying. It's paddle
you
shifting,
don't
but you
have
still have
a
the clutch
shift
to get it to
That's
shift.
That's correct. Yeah, the computer's doing all the work for you, so you don't get to control it as much. I mean, you still do get to shift it, but you don't feel it the same way you feel the other cars. So
right.
I don't know. Maybe there are Lamborghinis and Ferraris out there that have the actual stick shift.
Well, I'll go with what that texter says, because I haven't driven anything in 15 years that would be, I don't know, a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a Porsche, and nothing.
Race
but
cars,
if that's the, if they've
car.
All changed everything now to
automatic.
Automatics, then you know, I wouldn't know that. So thank you, texter. 408, everyone has spoken.
Mm. Thank you, 408.
Thank you.
It turns out they were right.
It's weird, though. I mean, like, even, you know, going to, into neutral, you have to hit both of them at the same time, or you can easily roll backwards on a hill if you're not careful.
Oh.
So it's still a manual transmission, but
oh.
Yeah, so it's not like an automatic where you can just
no wonder
easily...
this guy stalled it.
The weird thing about those paddle shifters, in my opinion, isn't that they put them on these sports cars. It's that somehow they've made them too non-sports. Like, I've had them on my car and just ignored them the whole time.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with those?
I used to have an Audi that had them. I'm like, no, I'm not going to be paddle shifting. That's ridiculous. So stupid.
Well, if you're racing, it matters, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. Look, you know, also, I'm not going to be racing, so you're right. I, you know, they didn't need to put them in mine, but there they were. Okay, let's do some trash. This, I think this is amazing, and people have been really waiting for this, because since Prince died, we found out that there were just vaults full of old music that had never been released, and he's going to release Sign of the Times.
He's not.
He's not. His estate will be releasing Sign of the Times. It's a re-release, but they're calling it the Super Deluxe Edition. And the fact that the album Sign of the Times is on there is a side note to this. This is amazing. It's, and actually, it sort of speaks to how much stuff there must be, because it's the full Sign of the Times album with 60, over 60 previously unreleased tracks, and two complete concert recordings. So when they're saying super deluxe, they actually mean it. You know, it's not like the Def Leppard super deluxe with one extra live cut from that sounded amazing this
one
time.
Well, Sarah, you and I have been in radio for many, many years. And I maybe you've heard this rumor. I know I heard it. The thing about Prince is that they had said his vault is... the guy never stops recording and hasn't released... he's released less than half of what he's recorded in his life. So that there's lots of stuff. But that's... I never knew if that was true or not. It's just a thing that's out there. So maybe it is true.
I know. And for them to put 60 previously unreleased tracks on this means that there are 60,000 of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how can they... because to me, that would be all the tracks. Like, if you put out 60 additional tracks, you go, and that was the rest of the stuff that he hadn't put out yet.
And I don't have anything in front of me that would say, would give me a timeline, but there was a period where he was in a fight with his record label.
Yes.
And that's when he dropped his name and was not, and not releasing music. That's when he was recording the whole time and never releasing anything.
Well, he basically, he lived at the studio, at his studio, like his house was basically built around his studio. It looks like it is September 25th. So we're still a ways away, but if you are a Prince fan, this is big news for you. And it's,
Sign of the Times is just a great album and a great song, by the way.
Play me a little Prince music. Play me something off Sign of the Times. Anyway, so it's that whole record plus 60 tracks plus two complete concert recordings. All right, next up is people who clearly have caution fatigue. And this is the reason I do this story is because that is the theme of this break. Over the weekend, outrage was caused in the world by people enjoying themselves, and rightfully so. I mean, I don't care what you say. We're in a pandemic, you know, it's not cool to have a concert and pack people in and no one has masks on. And you're actively, you know, yelling and screaming about how isn't it so great to be free. These people are all going to, this is the big tree. All those people know other people. All of them are, you know, it's just a soup. Country singer Chase Rice. And another guy, his name's Chris Jansen. They both played concerts over the weekend, different places. Chase Rice is taking heat. He shared video footage of concerts he played in East Tennessee Saturday night, with footage showing large packed outdoor crowds rocking out shoulder to shoulder, no sign of social distancing, no sign of masks. He posted the video of this on Instagram with the caption, "We back." The video clips remained up Sunday. So this was on his story, and people were going crazy. Kelsey Ballerini, she ripped into him in a tweet. "Imagine being selfish enough to put thousands of people's health at risk, not to mention the potential ripple effect, and play a normal country concert right now. At Chase Rice Music, we all want and need to tour. We just care about our fans and their families enough to wait." Another guy, this guy's name is Chris Jansen. He used social media to share footage of a concert he played to a sea of fans on Saturday night. So he was similarly reacted to. Let's see. The Rice concert, this Chase Rice guy, a guy by the name of Brian May, VP of the Brushy Mountain Group. Not the Brian
right.
May we know Got and love. It. This guy is not Queen's guitar player, but the VP of the Brushy Mountain Group. They're they hosted the Rice concert, and they said, by the way, it was held at the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary.
Oh, all right.
The audience appears vast in the video that the guy posted. Some news reports had the attendance at 4,000, but Brushy Mountain says, nah. "We drastically reduced our maximum venue capacity of 10,000 to 4,000 maximum capacity, lower than the state's advisement of 50%, with less than 1,000 in attendance on Saturday night, providing ample space for fans to spread out to their own comfort level." So if you didn't want to be at the scrum at the front, there was some lawn space for you out there.
Okay.
All guests were given temperature checks prior to entering the venue, and free hand sanitizer was provided to everyone at entry. All vendors and staff were wearing masks and gloves when interacting with guests. Bandanas were available for purchase. The guy did go on to say, "The crowd was not eager to voluntarily follow social distancing, which will prompt reevaluation. We were unable to further enforce the physical distancing recommended in the signage posted across the property and are looking at..." So they tried.
Yeah.
And they failed. So
check it out here.
Oh, let's have a look. This is the Chase Rice concert.
Yes.
Oh boy.
You know, I'll tell you something.
It's a lot of people.
We've been hearing little comments from different performers, and most of them have been extremely responsible and sort of saying things like, we look forward to coming back in 2021 and stuff. Sammy Hagar is one of the guys out there who is clearly wanting to bust out of his house. Like, he said
some fairly controversial stuff, actually.
Well, it's just an example of someone who's led a lifestyle on the road and who is currently trapped in his house and wants the hell out. And I don't know if that's what these guys, I don't know these guys. I don't know Chase Rice or the other guy, but I'm guessing
that guy's name.
Part of this is selfish and not even maybe financial. Part of it is just, I want to do what I do.
Right.
A year of my life is going by at my peak performance abilities. I can't, you know, so I'm not defending the guy, but I do sort of get, as I've listened to Sammy, I was like, there's a dude who just wants the hell out of his house. Mm-hmm. He just wants to be back on stage and have that high. It's almost like an addict, like that, I need my high. I can't.
I know, and I'm sure he's, you know, look, these guys also, I think they care deeply about the people who work with them. You know, they're the star, so they're front and center. But there's a whole huge infrastructure that puts concerts on and you know, a lot of, look, you know, Taylor Swift is going to be fine at the end of all this. But there's going to be a lot of people who would have worked at Taylor Swift concerts, et cetera, who aren't going to be fine. Like, it's, you know, their entire livelihood has dried up. So I'm sure there's part of that, too. Like, I want to put these guys back to work. Which is noble. The problem is that crowd. That crowd is a huge problem.
Not a single mask.
Not a single mask. And they're all yelling. I mean, it looks like the olden days. It's actually, you know, that's a crowd of caution fatiguers right there.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes for them. We'll find out. It'll be in the news.
Yeah, we certainly will. Well, look, it's, you know, so where is this in Tennessee? The Chris Jansen show, it looks like it was in Idaho. So if we get a big outbreak in Tennessee and Idaho, we're going to know why. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. Hopefully no one's Nana dies because of this. Or no one's whatever. I mean, honestly, you know, at first we were hearing it's just these vulnerable people. And then you hear about that guy who loses his leg and people who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s dying from this thing. Just depends on who you are and what you've got. Okay. I'm tired of that now. See? Caution fatigue. I'm kidding. I'm not tired of it. Only one artist can say that he, there's your first hint, has a top 40 album in every decade since the 1960s. The 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s. Can you name that person?
Read that question one more time, please.
Only one artist can say he has a top 40 album in every decade since the 1960s. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, 2020s.
It's going to be
seven,
it's not
70
be,
years, okay. 7 decades. Go ahead. You can do this.
It's not going to be someone I'm thinking like this isn't my guess, but it's like Neil Diamond or someone weird like that.
You're on the right track. It's not Neil Diamond, although that's not a bad guess at all. But it is someone who is really best known for their 60s and 70s work. And yet
I'm
going to
say
it's
Rod Stewart.
It's not, but you're right. You want to go one more time?
Oh.
Think even more iconic, if that could be possible.
More iconic.
This is a guy that people are just like, that guy.
I give up.
It's Bob Dylan. His latest album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, debuted at number 2 this week. On
wow.
I know. Which is incredible. By the way, he would have been at number 1, but Lil Baby's My Turn sold 70,000 copies to stay on top for a fourth week. But Bob Dylan just sold 53,000 copies of his Rough and Rowdy Ways, a new Bob Dylan album. It debuted
okay,
at number
boomer.
2. Yeah. It's also his highest charting album in over a decade since Together Through Life debuted at number 1 in 2009.
Sheesh.
I know.
Well, Bob, these are people who've grown up with him. They'll buy his record no matter yep. how old he is, and that's great.
Exactly.
Good for them.
Bob Dylan had 8 top 40 albums in the 1960s, 14 top 40 albums in the 1970s, 7 in the 80s, 4 in the 90s, 7 in the 2000s, 9 in the 10s, and now 1 in the 20s. 7 decades. Unbelievable. His very first record was The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, which peaked at number 22 in 1963.
63 was his first record.
That's what it says here.
It's so trippy. I told you I watched that Laurel Canyon documentary on the music scene in L.A. in the mid-60s. But it's a trippy time because rock was just exploding in the 50s. And so
did
these
you have
are
to
all...
pay for that? Because
No.
Where did you find it? I looked and I had to pay for it.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just asked for it and it came up on my thing. It was
yeah.
It's
I said
like the,
Laurel Canyon and like a couple things popped up and then one of them was like an old movie or something.
No, it's not that.
But then no, I know. But then it was like I couldn't watch it. It was like I had to pay for it. I just wanted to double check with you because I've totally forgotten about it now.
I'm pretty sure you mentioned it was on Amazon.
Yeah,
Laurel
I don't.
Laurel Canyon documentary, right?
Yeah.
Are you seeing it for free?
Let me check. Let me go on my
yeah,
Amazon.
Right.
Anyway,
for some reason,
it just,
I looked and I couldn't find it.
It seems like because music came on with Chuck Berry and Little Richard in the 50s, these are people who saw that, picked up an instrument, and immediately tried to become rock stars, like as quickly as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see that, you know, there was no scene yet. Like these guys were the ones that started the music
the
business.
Cat.
It's really yeah. neat. And there were things in that thing, the documentary where I think it was Little Richard was telling these young artists, you need to own your music. You need to like telling them how to watch out for themselves because the record business will roll you.
Right.
So it's anyway, whatever. Sorry to go off.
I'm totally out of time anyway, so I was just going to let you go.
You know about Epics?
Oh, that's what it is. Epics. What? Yeah. So I had to. What's the deal with that? Do I have to buy that channel or something?
Epics is a part of Prime Video, so I guess it's part of the channels that they offer, but you have to pay $5.99 a month after the 7-day free trial if you want to try it. You probably could plow through all of the this documentary here. If you
it's only like two episodes. Yeah, it's not that long.
I think I hesitated because I didn't want to have yet another thing I had to remember to cancel.
It says 100 plus more channels.
Epics? Oh.
Epics. I don't know.
Oh, we might need that.
I wasn't involved with all that. I just asked for it. It came up, and I hit play on it.
You must already get that.
Maybe.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, fajitas make the news. I'll do some fast facts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.